I just have two bedrooms upstairs and a storeroom. And I have two closets and a hall. And the stairway, of course.
And
downstairs I have, well now, would that be that's a first room.
A what?
A front room.
Front room, in there, all right.
Yes. Uh-huh. We don't call them parlors anymore, you know.
Oh, I see, the front room would be
something
like
that. That's a front room. And this is my living room. And then I have a dining room, and a kitchen, and a bath.
Okay. In front of the fireplace, on the floor, or the floor of the fireplace, they call the, you have a word for it? The hearth?
Hearth, yes. Hearth.
And the metal things that you lay the log across?
Well, let me see. Now, that would be to call it right, what would it be, a wood rack, would it?
Or, do you ever call any kind of iron?
Wood basket.
No,
have baskets, you know, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Flat baskets with a big handle. Mm-hmm. And don't they call those wood baskets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they do. Uh-huh.
Where they put the wood sticks on.
How about inside the fireplace, where you'd lay the wood across while it's burning? Those metal things that support.
That'd be a grate, wouldn't it? No, I don't believe that's quite the right name for it. I don't know.
You ever call it andiron or dog iron?
Yes, they're andirons. Andirons. Mm-hmm. And that's where they hang their kettles on, used to.
Mm-hmm.
My folks never had a fireplace. Those have no crystal, mm-hmm. wood or coal.
And above the fireplace, though, if you did have one, there'd be a place where they put the clock. And
yes, that'd be a shelf, I would say.
Do you ever have a word for the main log in the fireplace? As opposed to the one other little ones? Probably, you might not have had one. Some people don't have
one. We never had a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you start a fire any place, whether you have a fireplace or not, you have little pieces of wood you start.
Yes, that's kindling.
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. With our cook stoves, we always had kindling and papers and cobs and burned cobs and coal and wood in the cook stove.
Of course, inside the chimney, there's this black stuff.
Soot.
And then you've got to shovel out the
ashes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have different kinds of ashes?
Well, we have different kinds of fuel. Now, would that be wood ashes and coal ashes and?
Uh-huh. And you're sitting in a
rocking chair.
And another name for things like chairs and tables and television sets, they'll have to go to the store and buy some new
furniture or new chairs.
Uh-huh. And this is a.
This is a davenport. We used to have a couch. Couch doesn't have any back.
Uh-huh.
It's just a. Head and no foot, just a head and a couch.
Mm-hmm. And what they call the ones that were something like this, only just had one arm going up.
That was sofa. The couch is with just the head and no foot, mm-hmm. and the sofa is a back and a head,
mm-hmm.
and the davenport is a back and two arms,
mm-hmm.
like this.
Okay.
I have my work covered up here. I'm trying to clean house, and I'm pictures and clippings and poems and just a little bit of everything under there.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to give them to people that they belong to.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are appreciating them very much.
Sure. Did you ever call the bedroom a chamber?
No, we never did. It was always a bedroom.
Uh-huh. And